Hello, this is Iona with an article written by Fiona about climate change and eye health. There's a two-word phrase that's become familiar to us all, climate change. We're learning how climate change can impact global temperatures, reduce the quality of the air we breathe, and increase flooding, wildfires, and droughts. But could climate change also affect our eye health and vision? Most of us already know how important it is to protect ourselves from the sun, but our eyes may be more vulnerable to climate change than we realise. Scientists and doctors around the world are finding more and more evidence that climate change could be having a negative impact on eye health. When your tear ducts don't produce enough fluid to lubricate your eyes sufficiently, this is called dry eye syndrome. Symptoms include stinging, burning, and scratchiness, which worsen in extremely dry weather conditions. Extended drought can exacerbate these symptoms and complicate the condition. Particles in the air and smog from greenhouse gas emissions are notorious for causing respiratory issues, but they also affect eye health. People who wear contact lenses can find high air pollution levels extremely uncomfortable, even painful. Allergy sufferers experience worsening symptoms like itchy, watery eyes. Greenhouse gases are causing depletion in the Earth's ozone layer, which historically has protected us from the sun's ultraviolet rays. Over time, excess UV exposure can cause cataracts, corneal sunburn, and macular degeneration. The good news, however, is that UV exposure is a controllable risk factor. Wearing a hat, for example, can reduce UV exposure by 30%, and sunglasses can potentially reduce exposure by almost 100%. You may consider sunglasses for children too, because their eyes are still growing and are more sensitive to UV rays. On their website, the World Economic Forum reports that the eyes are one of the organs of the body most susceptible to developing diseases resulting from environmental factors. The forum quotes parts of an article by Nigerian public health optometrist Dr. Princess Ifeoma Ike, who writes, "Since they are exposed directly to the environment, any changes in weather, climate, dry conditions or air pollution can affect eyes. Unchecked climate change causing further depletion of the ozone layer could therefore yield a significant jump in the incidence of cataracts and ocular diseases, such as acute solar retinopathy, that's solar burn to the retina, photoconjunctivitis, and various other serious conditions." On their website, UK company Book an Eye Test, who specialise in helping patients connect with their local opticians, say our eyes are 10 times more sensitive to UV rays than our skin. UV radiation can burn the surface of the eyes, the lens of the eye, and the cornea. Air pollution has long since been linked with respiratory problems. Now we are seeing that an increase in airborne particles can also have an effect on our eye health, causing swollen eyelids, a condition known as blepharitis, which can be extremely sore and itchy. In 2008, the UK became the first country to establish a long-term, legally binding framework to cut carbon emissions with the introduction of the Climate Change Act. It contains a target that requires emissions reductions by at least 100% of 1990 levels by 2050. This includes reducing emissions generated by the devolved administrations, that's Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, which currently account for about 20% of the UK's total emissions. The Climate Change Committee has an important role in monitoring the actions taken by the UK government to tackle and adapt to climate change. In an update published in March 2023, one of the committee's 13 key priorities is to protect population health from the impacts of climate change.